We've concluded a discussion of the Yahrzeit Shir on Kiddush and Avdolah with regard to Kiddush, and we're almost complete with regard to the Avdolah part of the Shir. What we established is that with regard to Avdolah, there's no need for Yayin, and even Chamar Medina is sufficient, and that is because, as opposed to Birkas HaMazon, where the Yayin is part of the Kviyas Sud, and opposed to Kiddush, where the Yayin is part of the Kviyas Sud Shabbos, Havdol is not followed by any Su'udah, and therefore it's not related to any Su'udah. So you cannot define Havdol as a Kviyas Al Yayin Shal Su'udah, because there is no Su'udah that follows Havdolah. The Su'udah that came before Havdolah was complete with Birkas HaMazon. So Avdolah stands independent of Suda. However, we have to add one dimension to this discussion. Although we understand very well that Avdolah, in the context of Avdolah, there's no Kviyus Suda, there's no Halach of Avdolah B'makom Suda, as there is in Kiddush B'makom Suda, but nevertheless we do find one parallel between Avdolah and Kiddush that points in the direction of a relationship to Suda. And that is Asur Litom Kodem Avdolah Kodem Sheyavdil. The Gemara quotes a machlokes in the last parak of Psachim on Daf Kuvav Amid Beis. Ta'am Mavdil O Eino Mavdil. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to eat before Avdolah. The machlokes is, if you went ahead and you ate before Avdolah and you violated that Isur, does that undermine the possibility of being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Avdolah? And this is a very difficult halacha. Just like there's no halacha requirement of makom suda with regard to Avdolah, because Avdolah is not related to a suda, so too there should be no halacha of te'ima, of an isur te'ima, before Avdolah. What relationship is there between the isur te'ima and Avdolah itself? In Kiddush, we spoke about the fact that eating before Kiddush undermines the connection between Kiddush and suda. But in the case of Avdolah, where there is no connection apparently between Avdolah and Suda, why should there be an Isur of eating before Avdolah? And in order to understand the nature of Avdolah and define its essence, keeping in mind the very fact that there are two Avdolahs, one Avdolah in Tefillah and another Avdolah al Akas, let's open up the sugya in Psachim Daf Kuvdalet Amid Beis. And as an introduction to the sugya on Kuvdalet Amid Beis, we have to mention that Shmuel's opinion, as quoted on Daf Kuf Amid Beis in Psachim, is that once Shabbos ends with Yitzias HaShabbos, then a person would have to terminate his Suda in order to recite Havdolah. In Shmuel's language, Kishem Shemafsikin LeKiddush, Kach Mafsikin LaHavdolah. Now, the Gemara here on Kuf Hey says the following: Rav Chanina Bar Shalmei, B'Talmidei DeRav, Haviyasve Bisudasa, they were sitting in a suda on Erev Shabbos, V'koyalayu, and who was standing over them to serve them? Rav Hamnuna Saba. Amule, they said to Rav Hamnuna, Zil Chazi Imakdish Yoma, go and check out if the sun is already set. Nafsik, and then we'll complete our suda, terminate it. We'll be okir ashulchan, v'nikbe'e l'shabsa, and we'll set up a suda for Shabbos. In other words, they held like Rabbi Yehuda that mafsikin means that you're required to terminate your suda's chol with akir shulchan and berkas hamazon. Otherwise, the suda's chol continues to exist, and there won't be a sof seuda. The completion of the suda will not be defined as a suda Shabbos. Amar lehu, lo tzrichisu. There's no need to be mafsik the suda. Why? Shabsa kava nafshe. Shabbos itself sets up the suda as a suda Shabbos. So with Knisas HaShabbos, you're not allowed to continue the suda without Kiddush. And that isur of continuing to eat without Kiddush indicates that the second half of the suda, since it's already Shabbos, is completely separate and fundamentally different in nature than the first part of the suda. The first part of the suda is a suda Shchol. The second is a suda Shabbos. And automatically, the second half of the suda is disconnected to the first half once the Kiddush Hayom sets in. And all you have to do is to discontinue the first suda, and automatically with Kiddush the second suda is set up. There's no need to actually terminate the suda. And the Rishonim here talk about the din of Pares Mapa Makadish. We discussed this at great length in the earliest year. Now the Gemara goes on and quotes Rav. Diomar Rav, Kishem Sha Shabbos Kovas Lemaser, Kach Shabbos Kovas Lekiddush. This halacha in Maser, that even before you mafrish the Maseros, you're allowed to eat an Achilas Haroi, because that Achilas Haroi is not called an Achila Chashuva. So if you eat a temporary kind of eating that's not defined as a Suda, that's alright, that's permissible. But on Shabbos, that same Achilas Haroi is prohibited, because the fact that it's an Achila B'Shabbos engenders a certain chashivas, a certain special status to that Achila. It's a Kiyum Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, and that Achila is considered like an Achilas Keva, as if he had established a serious Seuda. So the principle here of Shabbos Kovas L'Maser is that Achilas Haroi on Shabbos is Chayev B'Maser, like an Achilas Keva. Rav takes this a step further, and he says, Kach Shabbos Kovas L'Kiddush. One is not permissible to eat once it becomes dark on Friday night, because the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos and Onik Shabbos prohibits him from eating until he sets up his Suda as a Suda Shabbos L'Kvod Shabbos. And therefore he's not allowed to eat anything. So just like Shabbos in Maisers generates an Isra Achila by virtue of an Achilas Keva, so too Shabbos sets up an Isra Achila on Friday night with regard to setting up an Achila which has to be now L'Kvod Shabbos. It would seem that the Gemara is using Rav to support what was earlier quoted in the name of Rav Chananya Bar Shalmei and also the Talmidim of Rav, that there's no need to terminate the Suda on Friday night. Shabbos, since it has the power of being Kovas, automatically sets up the second half of the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, just that there's an Isra Achila until you recite Kiddush. But there's no need for an actual termination of the Suda, meaning the Suda Shchol, through Akiras Shulchan and Birkas HaMazon, as Rabbi Yehuda holds. Savar Mina, the Gemara thinks, the students of Rav derive the equation, the analogy, Ki Hecha de Kava L'Kiddush, just like the beginning of Shabbos, sets up a halacha that you must stop eating in order to recite Kiddush on the second half of your Suda, Kach so too, Kava L'Havdola. In the flip side, Yitzias HaShabbos, if he began eating on Shabbos while it was still light, now it became dark, Shabbos is already terminated in the middle of his Suda, then once again, he would have to be mafsik, he would have to stop in the middle of the Suda in order to set up the second half of the Suda as an Achilas Chol by reciting Avdolah. So again, the parallel here is just like on Erev Shabbos, if you started eating Mibod Yom And now Chashecha, Shabbos enters, Shabbos Kovas. Le'inyan Sud, Le'inyan Achila, you have to immediately stop in order to recite Kiddush. By mirror image, in the case of Yitzias HaShabbos, you started a Suda before Shabbos terminated, you would have to stop your Suda, recite Havdalah, and then continue your Suda as a Sudas Chol. That was the Gemara's thought in equating the halacha of Shabbos Kovas to Yitzias Shabbos Kovas. So Shabbos is Kovas LeKiddush, and it's Kovas LeHavdalah. And the Gemara now differentiates. Amar Lehu Rav Amram, Hachi Amar Rav, that's not what Rav said. Only with regard to Kiddush, he said that Shabbos is LeKiddush Kovas, and therefore you're not allowed to eat until you recite Kiddush. V'lo LeHavdalah Kovas. But if he began his Seuda on Shabbos, then we would not require that he stop his Suda in order to recite Havdalah. Let him continue his Suda as a Suda Shabbos even after it gets dark, and then make Havdalah after he's completed his Suda. Some of the Rishonim and the Magen Avraham quotes these Rishonim in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes, hold that if he were to terminate his Suda for the sake of Havdalah, that would in a sense undermine or diminish the covered Shabbos. It's as if he's pushing away the Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to say that even though Rav allows you to continue and complete your Suda that you began on Shabbos, even after it gets dark on Motzi Shabbos, nevertheless, at that time period, after it's dark, you would not be allowed to begin a Suda until after Havdalah. Aschule lo maschelinon, even though there's no din of hefsek of mafsikin according to Rav, there is a requirement that enjoins you from beginning a Suda before Shabbos is over. And the Rav is bothered by the Shita of Rav. How does Rav understand this distinction between Kiddush and Havdalah? That Shabbos Kovas LeKiddush V'eino Kovas LeHavdalah. And what is this equation to Maser? And the Rav suggests that, as we indicated earlier, the Rav's breakthrough that Kiddush ala kos is essentially a vehicle to set up a Suda Shabbos, and that's why we require Yayin. According to Rabbi Yossi, if you began a Suda on Chol, then that Suda remains in its status as Chol, and there's no possibility at this point of a Chalos Suda Shabbos, and therefore there's no requirement of Kiddush. Kiddush according to Rabbi Yossi, Ein Mafsikin LeKiddush, is a reflection of the fact that now that he's involved in a Suda's Chol, there's no possibility of setting up a Suda's Shabbos, and the whole purpose of Kiddush Al Kos is exactly that. The goal is to set up a Suda's Shabbos. It's impossible to set up a Suda's Shabbos. He's now in the midst of a Suda's Chol, which continues and continues, despite the fact that it got dark. Therefore, there's no requirement, according to Rav Yossi, of being Makadosh in the middle of a Suda. Let him continue eating his Suda's Chol. But the Tanoim reject the sheet of Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda argues, and other Tanoim argue. Rav also argues fundamentally on the premise of Rav Yossi. And why? Because there's a principle of Shabbos Kovas LeKiddush. It means that Shabbos comes and splits the Suda into two. There's an Iser to eat a Suda's Chol on Shabbos. The Torah requires you at this point to be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Kibud V'Oneg and set up a Suda Shabbos. In order to do so, you have to be Mafsik. What that Mafsik means, whether it's just Kiddush alone, whether it's Paris Mapa Makadesh, or Rabbi Yehuda's radical sheet, you have to actually terminate the Suda B'Metzius through Akiras Shulchan and Berkes HaMazon. That's a matter of debate. But what's clear, according to all shittas against Rabbi Yossi, is that when the Iser Achila sets in, because it's Shabbos, and now the mitzvah is to set up a Suda Shabbos, you absolutely must recite Kiddush, whether it's in the middle of the Suda, or to separate the Suda, etc., etc. That those are the details. But the fundamental principle is, you've got to recite Kiddush, so that the second part of your Suda is endowed with the status of a Suda Shabbos. That's called Shabbos Kovas L'Kiddush. However, Lavdol Eina Kovas, Yitzias HaShabbos does not remove the status of the Suda that you began as a Suda Shabbos. There's no requirement to convert that Suda into a Suda's Chol. You began that Suda as a Suda Shabbos Mibodyom while it was still light out. There's no need to be Mafsik and to be Mavdil. You can continue the status of that Suda as a Suda Shabbos. The requirement, the obligation to recite Avdolah Alakos only sets in after he terminates the Suda Shabbos with Birkas HaMazon. That's going to be the Sheet of Rav, that Ein Shabbos Kovas Lavdolah. Shmuel, back on Daf Kuf Amid Beis, holds Mafsikin Lavdolah. Once there's a Chiyuv, an obligation to be Mavdil, because Yitzias HaShabbos generates that obligation, then that itself undermines the status of the Suda as a Suda's Yom. He now has to complete the Suda after dark, and he can only do so after he's Mavdil, because he's required to recite Avdolah. But it would seem that both Rav and Shmuel agree that somehow Havdolah is related to the Gemar Suda Shabbos. And the question is why? Once the day has left, then what he's eating now on Motzei Shabbos should not in any way be related to the Chiyuv Havdolah. According to Rav, on the other hand, so if Shmuel is insisting that the Chiyuv Havdol itself forces him to terminate his Suda, Rav seems to allow him to continue his Suda as a Suda Shabbos, but why? What happens to the Chiyuv Havdolah? I mean, you could argue theoretically that we're talking about Tosfos Shabbos. He's continuing, he's extending his Shabbos, but the Gemara doesn't mention that, and without such a qualification, the impression that you walk away with from this Gemara in Psachim on Daf Kuf Hei is that even if in the middle of a Suda he would terminate his Tosefa Shabbos, he would recite Avdolah and Tefillah, or he would do Malacha, nevertheless he's not required to be Mavdil Alakos. Why? Because he's involved in a Suda, at least according to Rav. So it would seem that it's not Tosefa Shabbos that sets Rav into this mode that he continues his Suda. It's not because of Tosefa Shabbos. He could have been Mafkia the Kedushas Tosefa Shabbos in one way or another, and yet, nevertheless, Rav would say, let him continue his Suda. And to differentiate between Kiddush and Avdolah by saying that Kiddush is Doraisa and Avdolah is not, that would seem to undermine the Rambam's psak that we indicated earlier. The Rambam equates Kiddush and Avdolah with regard to the mitzvah of Zohar. Rashi Shita likewise, both Havdol and Kiddush are Dvar Torah. So the question is, why does Rav hold that once you began your Suda on Shabbos, you're allowed to continue it even after Shabbos is ended, and even after you were Mafkia the Kedusha Shabbos through Asiyas Malach or Havdolah in Tefillah? As a parenthetical insert, I would raise the following question in this context. What happens eventually when he benches? Would he recite Ritzeh? Does it have a status? The Rav is assuming that according to Rav, once you started Mibodyom and the Suda took the form and the identity of a Suda Shabbos, continues as such, even though Paka Kedusha Shabbos, he's terminated the Kedusha Shabbos through Avdolah, I don't know exactly what would be in Birkas HaMazon on such a Suda. I mean, the Rav always insisted that Birkas HaMazon and Ritzeh, Dazkara, on the end side, on the bookend side, at the end side of the Suda, sets up the Suda as a Suda Shabbos, but here again, there's no Kedusha Shabbos. It would be very odd to recite Ritzeh V'Achlitzenu Yom HaShabbos. Well, that's a parenthetical insert. So the Rav derives from this Sugya in Shabbos Kuf Hei the following, let's call it mathematical conclusion. Namely, that Havdol Alakos, as opposed to Havdol and Tefillah, is not generated or engendered by Yetzias HaShabbos, by the ending, the termination of Shabbos, and the removal of the Kedush Sayyom, the sanctity of Shabbos, but rather with the completion of Suda Shabbos. As long as the Suda Shabbos continues, there's no Chiyuv Havdol. That's the mathematical conclusion according to the Sheet of Rav. And here, again, it's quite clear that there's a difference between Havdalah in Tzelusa in Tefillah and Havdalah Al-Kos. In the case of Havdalah in Tefillah, the Mechayev is Yetzias HaShabbos. And the termination of Kedusha Shabbos. In contrast, however, in Havdalah Al-Kos, the Mechayev is the Gemar Mitzvah of Oneg and Kibbutz. As long as he's involved in that mitzvah of Oneg and Kibbutz, as long as the Suda Shabbos, which began on Shabbos, continues and maintains its status, and he's still involved in Oneg and Kibbutz, there would be no Chiyuv of Havdalah. So it's not the Yetzias HaShabbos that sets up the Chiyuv Havdalah, but rather the termination of the Suda Shabbos. And to explain this halacha, which is very mechanical, very mathematical, the Rav suggests the following. This is the Rav's insight into how Havdalah Al-Kos was organized by the Chachamim. The Havdalah in Tefillah, as we said before, is a Havdalah to remove the Kedusha Shabbos. Even though Kedusha Shabbos would extend itself naturally if left to itself because of Tosefes Shabbos. However, Havdalah in Tefillah, the flip side of Kiddush in Tefillah, is a Havdalah to separate Kodesh and Chol, to terminate Tosefes Shabbos, just like Kiddush on Erev Shabbos engenders and sets into motion Tosefes Shabbos. Havdalah in Tefillah, like Kiddush in Tefillah, terminates Kedusha Shabbos. And therefore the whole definition of Havdalah in Tefillah is lahafsik, to terminate Kedusha Sayom and Tosefes Shabbos. It's exactly parallel to Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, Mibod Yom. However, Havdalah Al-Kos is not connected to the Kedusha Sayom, which extends through Tosefes Shabbos. Even if, as we said before, he had removed that Kedusha, terminated it, by reciting Havdalah in Tefillah, nevertheless he still needs Havdalah Al-Kos in order to complete his Suda Shabbos. As we said, the Mechayev, what generates the Chiyuv Havdalah Al-Kos, is the Gemar Suda. Or, if let's say he's not involved in a Suda, at least the time which makes it impossible for him to be Mekayim the mitzvah of being Koveya Suda Shabbos and fulfill Kibud V'Oneg, because he cannot set up a Suda once it's dark and Shabbos is terminated. Therefore, according to Shmuel, let's go back to Shmuel Shita, Mafsik in Lavdolah, the Shabbos is Kovas, not just B'Tchiloso, not just the beginning of Shabbos, but also B'Sofa. In other words, immediately after Yetzias HaShabbos, there is no possibility, according to Shmuel, of fulfilling the mitzvah of Oneg and Suda Shabbos, and therefore he becomes Chayav in Havdalah. But we accept the Shita of Rav Ein Mafsik, and it means that according to this Shita, although Knisa Shabbos, at the very beginning of Shabbos, engenders an entity called Suda Shabbos, on the flip side, on the end side, the termination of Shabbos does not remove Suda Shabbos, but rather once establishes Suda Shabbos, it continues as such and pushes off, delays or suspends the Chiyuv of Havdalah, because the end of the Suda, even after it gets dark and Shabbos is ended as far as Kedusha Shabbos, nevertheless the end of the Suda, like the end of the body, is connected to the head, to the start of the Suda. And the start of the Suda is on Shabbos, and therefore it is so for the Suda. The end of the Suda is also a Suda Shabbos. Therefore, even though we've said over and over again that Havdalah Al-Kos has nothing to do with generating a Suda, it's not like Kiddush, which is Koveya Suda, there's no Suda following Havdalah. Nevertheless, there is a relationship between Havdalah and the Chalushem Suda. And not only that, Havdalah is mafkia, the Rav says, the chaloshem suda Shabbos. And Rav says, ain't mafsikin. But if you went ahead and you recited Havdalah, and the Rav quotes the Mechaber and Simon Reish Tzadi Tes, based on the riff and the itur and the smog, that mafsikin lavdola b'chashecha v'adoyis, if it's definitely night out, then one is required to stop, terminate his sudas Shabbos, and paris mapa mekadesh, he has to recite avdola and begin his sudas chol. So there is a chalos mafsik, even according to our psak like Rav, through havdola. And the way the halach of sudas Shabbos was formulated is that it's set up through kiddush, it ends through birkas hamazon and havdola. So on the end side, closing the Suda, you have this combination of Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah. As long as he hasn't recited Havdalah, he hasn't terminated his Suda Shabbos in its completion, and perhaps he would be missing, even in his Kiyum of Suda Shabbos. Not only is Birkas HaMazon a requirement to set up a Suda Shabbos with a Kiyum Suda Shabbos, but even Havdalah is part and parcel of that constellation, of that Kiyum of Suda Shabbos Bishlei Musa. Kiddush, as we said before, sets up a Chalos Suda and is Koveya Suda. Havdalah, even though it's not Koveya Suda, and therefore there's no din of Havdalah B'makom Suda, nevertheless it completes the entire series of Suda Shabbos of Shabbos. So within the 24-hour period and change of Shabbos, there are many different Sudos that one could eat as Suda Shabbos, and that Kiyum closes, that storybook ends, finito, with Havdalah. Havdalah closes the book, the end. And therefore, what would happen, says the Rav, if it was still light out, and it's Shabbos, and a person would be Mavdil Alakos after Plaga Mincha, he would not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, even though the day is still long. And he's enjoined certainly from Malacha, the Kedusha Shabbos is still intact. Nevertheless, Havdalah removes the possibility of setting up a Suda Shabbos and be Mekayim Kibbutz V'Onet. And if you'll ask me, what about Yom Kippur? Why is there Havdalah after Yom Kippur Alakos? After all, there's no Suda at all on Yom Kippur, so he hasn't set up or fulfilled any Sudas Yontif on Yom Kippur. The Rav said that that's not a kash at all. Havdalah completes not just Suda, B'toras Oneg. So forget about the mitzvah of owning on Yom Kippur. We have another mitzvah called Kibud. You have to wear special clothing. That's perhaps a Kiyum Doraisa of Kibud. And setting up your house in a beautiful way. And therefore you'll see in the poskim that one should not take off his big day Yom Kippur, his big day Shabbos before Havdalah, because Havdalah in this case completes the mitzvah of Kibud. And this is based and reflects a sugyan Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Tes. Amalei Reish Galusel Rav Hamnuna Maidich Sivul Kedosh Hashem Mechubad. Amalei Zei Yom HaKippurim Shem Bo Lo Achila Velo Shisi Amar Torah Kabdeo V'Ksus Nekiyah. And we've discussed this in the past, that on Yom Kippur there is a Kiyum of Kibud. That Kiyum of Kibud terminates with Havdalah. One should not terminate it before Havdalah. So again, Havdalah is always the bookend that closes, whether it's Oneg in the case of Shabbos and Yontif, or whether it's Kibud in the case of Yom Kippur. Therefore, we can begin to understand why this halacha of Iser Te'ima before Havdalah. If a person eats before Havdalah, again, not within the context of a Suda Shabbos, but it's already dark out, and he's not in the midst of a Suda, and now he wants to eat before Havdalah. Everyone agrees that he's not allowed to do so. Because if he would eat before Havdalah, and he hasn't yet, in the formal sense, declared through the action of Havdalah HaKos, the termination of Suda Shabbos. So, in effect, the mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg is still in effect, but yet it's after nightfall. There's no possibility of fulfilling a Suda Shabbos. So in effect, he is diminishing and sort of impinging or undermining to some extent the mitzvah of Havdalah. He's already trying to set up a Suda's Chol after Yetzias HaShabbos, when and therefore terminate Sudas Shabbos and the mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg, that he should only do through Havdalah. Havdalah was set up as the vehicle to close this mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg, and now he's trying to do it without Havdalah. In fact, if he was toim, if he took something to eat on Chol without reciting Havdalah, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg. That's an impossibility. But that chalos, that declaration that Kibud V'Oneg is terminated, should be achieved through the vehicle of Havdalah. And to quote the Rav's language, he says, "Rak achrei sheyavdil v'tiskayim chalos suda Shabbos b'shlei Musa yidei Havdalah." Only after he recites Havdalah and he's fulfilled now the complete entity of Suda Shabbos of Kibud V'Oneg through Havdalah, that's how he completes it, then Oz Yaskel B'Suda Shchol. However, Kol Zman Shlo Kiyem Seder Suda Shabbos, the end of the Seder Suda Shabbos is with Havdalah, he's not allowed to eat. And therefore, Isur Te'ima, the prohibition that enjoins him against eating, is predicated on this premise, on this assumption that Havdalah is that which sets up a mafsik, a separation between Suda Shabbos and Suda Shchol. The purpose of Havdalah is to be a mafsik, and we said before that even though we paskin like Rav, we still have Havdalah as a mafsik, either in the case of the Rif, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Halacha, if it's Vadai Laila, then he has to stop his meal in order to set up the mafsik of Havdalah, or a person who is mavdil, Biyoda Yom Gadol, while it's still light out, and that itself would terminate Suda Shabbos. He can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. And this halacha of Isur Tima went so far that according to one opinion in the Gemara, Tam Eino Mavdil, he's undermined the mitzvah of Havdalah as a mafsik. He's began his Suda Shchol without Havdalah, paying no attention to Havdalah, and therefore Havdalah will never be fulfilled as a complete kiyum. And therefore there's no Havdalah in such a case. Again, no Havdalah of course. And now we can get back and answer our question that we began with. Why is it that Havdalah in Tefillah is matir malacha? It alleviates and removes the prohibition against doing malacha. And yet, with regard to achila, the Isur achila continues until after Havdalah Alakos. And the answer is, quite obviously, that these two Havdalos, these two mitzvos, are fundamentally different one from the other. The Havdalah in Tefillah was organized as a Mavdil to terminate Kedusha Shabbos and Tosefah Shabbos, and therefore to permit Malacha. The Havdalah Alakos is there to conclude the Seder Ayom of Suda Shabbos, and remove, therefore, the Isur Achila before Havdalah after Shabbos. And in the light of this discussion, we can begin to understand the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Ta Bizu Ubazu Mahu. And the Rishonim explained that it's a case where he made a double mistake. On the one hand, he left out Atachon Antonu, Havdalah and Tefillah. On the other hand, he went ahead and he ate before Havdalah Alakos. And we ask the question, why does this combination undermine the possibility of his reciting Havdalah Alakos and, as usual, replacing Havdalah in Tefillah? The halacha is, if you forgot, if you omitted Havdalah in Tefillah, you could be Yotze with Havdalah Alakos. Okay, in this case, he ate before Havdalah Alakos, but he's nevertheless required to make Havdalah Alakos. Why does he have to repeat Shmona Esrei and now inject Atachon Aton and Shmona Esrei? And that's how we paskin or Chaim Reish Sadi Dalit. So the answer is, by eating before Havdalah, not only has he violated the Isur Achila, but the definition of Achila before Havdalah goes beyond a violation in Isur. It also undermines, as we said, the full-fledged kiyum of Havdalah Alakos. And in fact, one opinion has it that he can no longer be Mavdil Alakos. He forfeits that mitzvah. So it comes out that now that he's eaten before Havdalah Alakos,
he will not have a full-fledged fulfillment of Avdol the way it's supposed to be, because he can no longer claim that, wave the banner that this Havdol al-Akos is serving as a mafsik to terminate Sudas Shabbos and begin the process of Sudas Chol. He already went ahead and ate before Havdol al-Akos. On the other hand, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Havdol al-Bitfilo. So, either way, he doesn't have a full-fledged kiyum of Havdol the way it was organized, not in Tefillah, not al-Akos. And therefore, he has to repeat his Shmon Esrei, his Tefillah, in order to recite Havdalah. You'll ask me the question, let him recite Havdalah al-Akos, and then use the Havdalah al-Akos, not only to fulfill his mitzvah of Havdalah al-Akos, but also to fulfill his obligation with regard to being Mafkia Kiddush Sayom, which is Havdalah and Tefillah. The answer is that since Chazal organized two Avdolos, one in Davening and one Alakos, the first one to be Vavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol and remove the Kedush Sayyom, and the second one to differentiate between Sudas Shabbos and Sudas Chol, he would not fulfill his obligation of Havdalah with regard to Kedush Sayyom by setting up a Havdalah Brach Alakos, since he ate before Havdalah. And therefore, since eating before Havdalah undermines the full-fledged kiyum of Havdalah al-Kos, requiring him to repeat it, he's now left with a situation where his omission of Havdalah and Tefillah cannot be replaced by Havdalah al-Kos. What I don't see here in the printed version that I have of this Yahrzeit Shir is an answer to the third question that the Rav asked in this shir, in the Sugyan Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara vacillates whether there is a requirement of Havdalah al-Kos or is there not. The Gemara quotes two opinions, a controversy amongst Amoraim on this point. L'maskana, the Gemara equates Havdalah to Kiddush. Ma kiddush, af al gav de mekadosh bitzlusa, mekadosh akasa, af avdol nami, af al gav de mavdil bitzlusa, mavdil akasa. But the Rav was bothered by that opinion amongst the Amoraim that differentiated between Havdol and Kiddush and maintained that there is no double Havdol, twofold Havdol. And why is it that Havdalah shouldn't be a mirror image of Kiddush? Kiddush has two mitzvahs of Kiddush, one in Tefillah, one Alakos. So two Havdalah should require two Havdalahs, one in Tefillah and one Alakos. The Rav, as far as I can see in the printed version, never came back to pay up his debt on this question. We could only begin to guess that perhaps the Rav would argue that according to that Mandi Omar, since there is a fundamental difference between Kiddush and Havdalah, Kiddush, as we said, operates to set up a Sudas Shabbos. Havdalah is not setting up a Sudas Shabbos. On the contrary, Havdalah al-Akos at least only emerges as an obligation after Sudas Shabbos has completed itself. We passing like Rav Ein Mafsikin. So insofar as there is this distinction between Havdalah and Kiddush, Havdalah is not the kickoff of any Suda whatsoever. And the Suda that came before it is obviously very different than Havdalah. It's a Suda Shabbos. Havdalah is coming to be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Therefore, it would seem that the Rav might be implying that according to the Mandi Omer, who says that only one Havdalah is required, that one Havdalah, and the two ways of going here, will be Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol as far as Hafkos, Kedush Sayom, and Heter Moloch is concerned, and remove, terminate Tosefa Shabbos. There's no need to terminate Shabbos as far as Suda Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos, if you began it, will continue. If you haven't begun it, you're not allowed to begin it, in the sense that, I shouldn't say you're not allowed to begin it, but it doesn't have a status of a Suda Shabbos, because it's already Chol. Therefore, there's no need for a second Havdalah. Alternatively, what the Rav might be implying is that according to that Mandi Omar, one Havdalah is sufficient to accomplish both goals. And once he davens Ma'ariv and he adds Atachon Antono Avdola in Tefillah, he, number one, terminates Kedusha Shabbos, and ipso facto, he terminates Suda Shabbos. And perhaps that Mandioma would be closer to the Shita of Shmuel, who says Mafsikin, that even in the middle of a Suda, you can't continue that Suda as a Suda Shabbos. And we've already indicated that even though we pass him like Rav, if he were to Mavdil Alakos in the middle of his Suda, he could not continue that Suda as a Suda Shabbos. But in any event, the Rav doesn't explicitly address this question. And with this, we've completed the series on this one sensational, dramatic, brilliant shiur of Kiddush and Avdolah. We've tried as best as we can to divide it up into parts and to make it a little bit easier for the Lomed, for the Koreh, to get through this shiur. And Baruch Hashem, Mutam V'Nishlam.